blah 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 blah
blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah.
Sean, my good man, I am so excited for this episode. This is Blah Blah Podcast, episode 16. I got it right this time.
Are you sure?
I don't know. You're the one keeping track. I'm depending on that. This is a very, very exciting episode because me, you, sir, Sean, my podcasting partner in crime, and my good friend Benny Pinella is here.
Nice to be here. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Oh, no problem. And you know where we are, guys?
Where are we?
We are at Skywalker Ranch.
Oh, my God.
The home of my new best friend, George Lucas. George, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Jason. How are you?
George, I'm so glad you don't have a lot of time on your hands anymore so you can do this.
Well, you caught me in the middle of lunch, but, you know.
George, it's like 4 in the afternoon. I thought you had lunch.
Well, it's kind of like a Hobbit thing, you know, a second lunch, and then there's a third and fourth lunch right before dinner.
It's actually more popular than, you know, a lot of people that are, you know, large, like Joe Panisi, do two lunches. It's
very
common.
A lot of, you know, people are getting into eating multiple lunches because, you know, you got to build pounds. If I, you know, I'm going to compete in the next WrestleMania in a year, and I got to
pull
a couple of the pounds.
Are you going to be are you gonna have a cameo in the new Star Wars movie at all?
No. They haven't asked me on the set.
I think they're done filming, actually. I think you may have missed your chance.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not like they reached out to me. They could have reached out to me, but no.
George, before we get into today's main topic, I wanted to ask you real quick.
Yes.
How come in the edited edition of Return of the Jedi, you changed the Ewok music because from like what it was originally to light
the Yub Nub song?
Yeah. How come you changed that?
Star Wars, the thing with Star Wars is, you know, it goes through many changes throughout the years, as I mentioned in my last appearance.
Yeah.
So, you know, things got to change. So the Yub Nub, the only really reason I really put that in there is because I was really hungry. I was eating a turkey sub sandwich, and I was thinking, yup, sub, but, you know, I didn't really want to put that in because it didn't make sense, so I put in yub-nub, but then, you know, I was like, you know what, this doesn't really fit anymore, you know, because I moved on from turkey slubs to French press paninis, panini doesn't really rhyme with anything in the Ewok language, so I decided to put in just a nice jazz song for the kids.
Is it because maybe subconsciously you get your paninis from Panera, and Panera has jazz music playing?
Well, maybe. I think that might be a factor playing into it.
Okay, well,
George,
yes.
One of your biggest fans, Evan Moore, he demanded that we ask you this question.
Okay, is he here?
He's
son
not
of a bitch here.
Here?
I didn't appreciate the last time he came on the show and started started yelling at me for no reason.
We did not invite him this time.
Okay,
so hopefully he doesn't have directions to the ranch here.
Good,
but
I'll shoot him on sight.
Oh, I didn't know you had
God.
I got armed guards.
Oh, I didn't.
Are they stormtroopers?
You know, they're more Mexicans than they are stormtroopers.
Oh, he forced them to dress up like Wookiees. Or do they already come that way?
But anyway, Evan wanted to know what your opinion is on Howard the Duck and why. Why did you make it?
Well, you see, Howard the Duck is the kind of thing, he kind of really embodies the hero of the Thousand Faces. He's kind of that everyman we all know, we all appreciate, except he's a duck.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I think Howard the Duck was the best thing that I could have came up with because you have all these Marvel, he was based off a Marvel comic character, as we all know. I'm sorry, hang on.
That's a good looking sub, George. Can I have a bite?
No. Okay. Back the hell up.
Got three lined up there.
Extra mayo, I see.
Yeah, extra mayo. You got a little pickles in there. It's pretty good. So Howard the Duck is, you know, it's a Marvel Comics character. And, you know, we could have done Captain America, or we could have done Spider-Man. We could have done Silver Surfer, any of them. But we decided to go with Howard the Duck because he's the embodiment of childhood.
Oh.
You know, Donald Duck is, you know, it's like there. So, you know,
does that still hold true with the interracial sex scene?
Yeah. I'm showing that, you know, no matter who you are, and, you know, you could be different colored skin, different race, different, doesn't matter who you are.
A Gungan,
you could have sex with anyone if you'd like. You know, it's up to you. So a duck and a, why can't a duck and a woman get it on? You know, if I was her, I'd do it with a duck.
Interesting.
Do you eat a lot of duck, George?
I don't really. The duck's the one thing I don't touch because Howard the Duck holds a special place in my heart.
That's
so, duck's the only thing. Turkey. Turkey, on the other hand, you know, I love me some turkey, some pork roll. I like pork roll.
Do they say pork roll over here in California, or is it Taylor ham?
I don't know.
No, I mean like a pork roll where you skin the pork and make it into like a roll, like a loaf of bread.
Oh, this is a pork roll.
All right. Well, you guys never heard of a pork roll?
Like, no, we're
on the East Coast.
Yes.
We don't really have that.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, well, George, one thing about you, when we were talking on the phone the other day, through the what I can make out from all your chewing is that you're a big fan of the occult. Meaning, like spirits and all that stuff. And so is my friend Benny. That's why I brought him along here. Right, Benny? You like ghosts?
Oh, yeah. I've had some run-ins with ghosts before.
Well, I mean, George Lucas wrote it into the Star Wars movies as the
Force Ghost.
The Force Ghost.
You're right.
That was based on experience. My next-door neighbor, Ben, he died in a horrible accident. And then he just started appearing in my house. Mm. I don't know why. They say he wasn't really dead. He was just breaking into my house, but, you know.
Oh.
I haven't seen him around for a while, so I just kind of assumed he was dead, and then he just started showing up.
You weren't playing Majora's Mask, were you? The Ben Drowned version?
What? What's Majora's Mask?
Oh, never mind. It's a Nintendo game.
The only games I play are Star Wars Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront 2, Rogue One. I like to play pod racing. Now, this is pod racing. I like to chant out as I wear my Anakin Skywalker costume from the pod racing.
Are you still in contact with Jake Lloyd?
Yeah, Jake Lloyd, he comes over every night. We play Parcheesi and eat cheese. So he's doing pretty good. He's the only one I really talk to anymore.
Okay. I mean, I heard it from the internet that he doesn't like you, but...
What is he doing nowadays?
He's working at Kmart.
Oh.
So, he's doing pretty well. He always gets me some nice deals on flannel shirts. Mm. So that's very nice of him.
You wear a lot of them, don't
you?
Yeah,
I enjoy flannel. You see, flannel is kind of like the hero of a thousand faces. You know, there's a thousand types of flannel that you could wear.
Oh, George. George, you're the best. Okay, George. So anyway, you said that you have a big Ouija board in your garage, which is where we are right now, in your garage, staring at
no,
your...
No, I said I had a big cheesy board, like full of cheeses. But I do have a Ouija board, too. But, you know, I wasn't talking about the Ouija board. I was talking about the cheese board.
Oh, that was just a happy accident.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
well, God, that would have been a lot for plane tickets.
Yeah, right.
Just a waste of time.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with cheese, but we're staring at your
maybe,
Ouija board.
Maybe I'll bring some cheese out after this. We can, you know.
I mean, that
yeah, you want to go get your cheese now?
Yeah, I'm good. I'll get some cheese right now.
Okay. We're going to just fiddle with this board.
And while you're at it, bring some candles back, too. We need some ambiance.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay, bye, George. Bye. All right, now George is gone. We don't really know how long he's going to take, but so Sean, you want to do the honors and start the Ouija board?
Sure. Let's get this thing going. Have you guys ever used one of these things?
I've used one a couple times.
Okay, I'm not quite sure how
mixed
exactly
results.
This is supposed
mixed
to be.
Results.
This is oh. All right,
I brought
wow.
back the candles.
Oh,
my kitchen's a little further away.
Jeez,
I'm starting to run out of breath, so I figured I'd get the candles first and bring them back so you can.
You're like an ninja, George. I didn't even hear you come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go get the cheese.
Okay, bye.
Force on all right, bye. There.
Okay, so let's get this thing going.
All right, Sean. All right. I watched the movie Ouija the other day, and I'm almost fairly certain that's a documentary. So we have to put each of our two fingers, our index and middle finger,
I got my two.
On each corner of the triangle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We have to concentrate really hard, and then the glass eye will spell out a name of the spirit. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I should have mentioned earlier that we are trying to summon the spirits of...
Anyone really.
But
we're just trying to get some contact.
Yeah, I mean, I really just want to, you know, make sure this isn't fake. Like all the movies and stuff say it is. Anyway, let's go. Let's put our fingers where they need to be.
All right,
Sean.
Do you feel that?
Oh, yeah, it's moving a little bit.
Oh wow. Oh, Benny, stop moving it.
I'm not moving.
Stop it.
This is
what is it? It's moving to a letter. What's it spelling?
B.
Oh, well, wait. Oh, it's moving again. What's it? Where's it?
I.
Oh no.
B-I. Bi.
L.
Bile.
Bile?
It's remaining on L.
Maybe
there's another. Oh, it's moving.
Oh, it went back to L.
Yeah, double
so
L.
Bill.
Bill.
Bill. Bill who?
Bill. Oh my God.
Bill Hader?
Oh, what is that over there?
Holy shit.
Theo Rudy.
Oh
is
my
that
God.
You?
Bill Cosby.
Yes, what? It is I, you see.
What are you doing here?
You're alive, though.
Yes, but my career is not alive. See?
Well, oh, wow.
Bill, oh, my God. Bill tragic. Cosby, you're like, you're you, but you're like transparent. Like, I can move my hand through you.
Yeah, well, you know, see the thing there? thing is that my brother Russell once told me, he said, ooh, he said.
Bill, what's the career afterlife like?
Well, you know, there's a lot of mean things that people are saying about me, and it's not very nice. That kind of killed me, you see. So it says, you know, there's a lot of pudding, but, you know, not a lot of women that really want to talk to me, you see.
Well, Bill, I mean, is that anything to do with the, you know, recent allegations against you that...
Well, no, you see, I would like to address those rumors here with the following. Number one, I like pudding. Number two, Ghost Dad is the greatest film of all time. And three, the Fat Albert once got diabetes and he got his foot cut off.
But, Bill, I mean, these women are saying that you like destroyed their life. You raped the hell out of them. I mean,
now you see, Theo, the issue there is, you know, it's silence is like a golden shower. You see, sometimes you just gotta let out what you gotta do.
Bill, you're extremely insightful, even in your astro projection form.
Yes, it is, Theo.
Well, Bill, I don't want to keep too much of your time, because maybe the physical form of you right now is auditioning for something.
Well, no, there's a lot of protests going on at my shows, and I'd like to ask everyone to stop it. I don't appreciate what you guys are saying about me, and I just want you all to just have some pudding and have a good time. Maybe we'll go out and get a drink afterwards, you see.
All right.
All right. Well, Bill, thanks for having your
Rudy.
Spirit here.
Yeah, thanks for gracing us with your spirit, astro projection, I guess. I mean, you know, your second sight, whatever.
Learned a lot today about pudding. And
but always remember, boys, I can't remember what I was just about to say.
Well, no. Bill, this podcast is going, you know, worldwide on the internet, so I hope your message gets across.
Yes, and also... you see, that's the Raven Simone. Remember her? Little Raven. You know, I was going to originally be in That So Raven. It was going to be called That So Cosby. But they didn't think I could play a high school student very well. So instead, I started writing a script for Leonard Part 7, but it never got made, you see.
Wow. Holy crap.
I don't think there's a high demand for Leonard movies, but if you were to be in That's So Raven, what would your character name have been? I mean,
it would have been Bill the Drink Man Cosby.
As a high school student, Bill the Drink Man Cosby. It's kind of an interesting name for just a simple high school student, don't you think?
And instead of telling the future, I just take girls to the bar.
Oh, Bill.
All right,
Bill.
I think that's where we...
Right, I think we're going to have to hit the dial.
All right, I'll see you, Rudy. Bye, Theo.
All right.
And there he goes.
Okay, Sean, I've seen a lot of crazy things in my days, but I've never seen the ghost of Bill Cosby, who's
that's
still
career.
Alive.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Anything can happen with Ouija boards, guys.
Yeah. All right, back to the board.
All right. We're summoning a different spirit now.
We've got to put our fingers on the triangle. All right. All right, it's moving.
All right, where's it go? Oh, wow.
R.
Wait. R. What is this?
R. O.
Row.
Row.
B.
Robe.
B?
Rob.
I.
Robie.
Robbie.
Robbie.
N. Robin.
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 Robin. There can only be one Robin.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, good morning, Vietnam.
We're not in Vietnam, but.
Oh, this is, hello.
Holy crap. Robin Williams' spirit.
Yes. Nino, Nino.
Wow. I did not expect that.
Robin. Robin, I'm
Williams.
A huge fan of yours, and I am so sorry to. I'm really sorry to see
you. Steve.
Chief, I said, Chief!
Oh.
Listen to me, boy!
Making us laugh in the afterlife. Robin Williams, thank you for joining us through the Ouija board and through the spirits. But I have to say, wouldn't you be up in heaven, entertaining Jesus?
Oh, you see the thing that Jesus, he was hanging out with me. He goes, hey there, partner. How you doing there, Robin? And I say, oh, I'm doing pretty good, Chief. Huh? Oh, and he's like, well, sorry, I can't come to your comedy show, boy, but you know. I got some healing to do around the world. I said, oh, that's pretty good, Chief. Oh, what do you think? Oh.
Robin, if you were, God willing, you were still alive today, what would one role you would like to play be?
Oh, what do you see there? I would love to play. I hear George Lucas is making an Andre the Giant movie about how he masturbated at the Super Bowl, and I would just love to go on stage like, hello, everybody. Oh.
It's called Andre 84, coming to theaters, I believe, next winter.
Well, George has got to shoot it first.
Obviously. Well, yeah, he's got to shoot it first, but that the release date is expected 2016.
It's expected, yes.
But anyway, Robin, a lot of people have said that, you know, after since you've killed yourself, a lot of people were like, "That's very selfish of you to do that." What do you say to those people?
I'm just gonna get really, really serious here, Chief. Like I often do with my movies. No, it's not very nice what I did, but you know, I did what I had to do, Chief, for my country, Vietnam. Right, Chief?
You killed yourself for Vietnam?
Yes, I killed myself for Vietnam.
Why?
Well, you see the huge. Now you see. Now that I'm getting serious, I have a full beard on right now.
I see that. See.
So, yeah. You know, serious Robin Williams mode.
Uh-huh.
The issue with Vietnam is that, you know, they didn't really like Good Morning Vietnam, and they said, if you don't kill yourself, I'm going to kill your family. So.
Oh, wow.
So I
said, God.
You know, I got to do what I got to do.
Wow, so you're a martyr of sorts.
No, I just made that up!
Oh, you fooled us.
I got hold of you. You should have seen your face, and you're like,
you really fooled us there, Robin.
Robin, even in the afterlife, you're as funny as hell.
Well, thank you, Chief. It's very nice of you.
All right, Robin, I don't want to take up too much
of No, I need one more time, huh?
Okay. What'd you like to talk about?
I don't know. Hey, you were there. Yeah, Justin Bieber boy. Huh? What do you want to talk about?
Who are you looking at?
Who are you talking to?
We're in a...
Not you, Chief. Not you. You know, uh-huh. I'm talking to the guy over there.
Robin, I wanted to ask you about
You, Justin Bieber.
Well, my name's not Justin Bieber. It's Benny. Benny Pinella.
Benny Pinella. What's that? Some sort of a greasy wop name? Like, hey, the pizza pie, man.
My name's not Joe Panisi. Robin, I wanted to ask you about your role in Good Will Hunting, but I take it right now you just want to focus on your comedy. So, what would you say was your best, your most favorite movie to work on in your career?
Well, the greatest movie that I've ever made, Chief. Well, serious Robin Williams again, full on beard. Now,
the beard's
looking through my career. It's been a long, long roller coaster. You know, lots of kids going wee, and lots of girls going ooh, and you know. So there's a lot of ups and downs to my career. You know, ups like Aladdin, downs like Death Smoochie. But, you know, I would have to say my favorite is Mrs. Doubtfire because, you know, backstage I always played with the big fake breasts. You know, I have fun going to town on those things, you know, Chief?
Robin, did you have sex with your own breast?
Yes, I did. I put the fat suit on the ground and you know, just oh!
Did anybody know about this?
Well, you know, Mara Wilson once walked in. She saw it, but, you know.
Or did you take this to the grave, literally?
I just told her I was, putting a hot dog through 2 buns.
Oh, God. Robin, that's kind of dark. I wonder why you killed yourself.
This is awful.
Sad road. Sad
left. All right, I don't want to get sued by any of your family members, Robin, so I'm going to... All right, have fun in heaven.
All right, thanks. Get out of here. Excuse me, I'm making the Good Morning Vietnam sequel, Good Morning Afghanistan. Ha!
I'll be there.
I'm Osama bin Laden too. I'm gonna be. Oh, we're gonna blow up America. We're gonna kill all of the Americans, and I'll be like, oh no.
Goodbye, Robin.
Goodbye, yeah. Robin. Enjoy heaven.
I'll see you soon, Benny.
Oh God. Oh no.
Benny, I think you should stay here on Skywalker Ranch for the next few days.
I will be living in the basement of Skywalker Ranch from now on.
Hey, George is back. George, can you believe what happened?
I got the cheese, guys.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lot of cheese.
A lot of cheese.
Yeah, wow.
I probably should stay away from that after what Robin said. I'm going to clog up my arteries after what Robin said. But
we just saw the...
Mine's going to start all in my mouth here.
We saw the ghost of Robin Williams.
Yeah. Oh, really? What's he like?
He's very energetic, just like he was in real life.
He's having fun up in heaven. At least I think that's where he is.
I heard that. Did you guys know that I was the mold for Mrs. Doubtfire?
Really?
You were the mole?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, the costume.
Yeah.
Did you have any fun stories about the costume?
No.
No,
he didn't.
At all.
No, not really.
What are those, George? Cheez-Its?
I saw some crackers for myself.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you can't do this on an empty stomach.
I'm about to go make myself my third lunch of the day, but you mind if I get up one of these Ouija boards in with you guys?
Yeah,
sure. Of course.
Yeah, no, let's see who's coming up next. Okay, so we got... Okay. Let's put our hands on the thing.
All right, George, make sure... George, I know you can't get 2 fingers. Just try one.
All right. Don't mind the bacon grease.
Okay.
That could affect...
That's a lot. It's like seeping over to my finger.
That could affect some things. I don't know if the spirits like bacon grease too much, but...
Okay. Oh, we'll it's try. Moving.
I'm just going to lick it off.
It might send us to a dark place.
I'm not doing anything.
George.
This is so wizard.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, it's okay. It's going to G.
G. That.
I.
What?
Jir.
L. China? Gil. Gil.
Gil who? From The Simpsons?
Gil. That doesn't make any sense.
B.
Gilb.
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 E.
That doesn't Gilby.
Gilb.
Gilb.
R. Oh, it's no. going really fast. Oh,
oh
God.
No. Oh, no.
T.
Oh, God.
How are we doing?
Oh, no.
Gilbert, God, but you're alive, too.
No, I think he just walked in. He just kind of walked in here and put his hand.
Oh.
Up.
Oh.
Were you the other hand on the board? That's
not you right were now. Moving the board.
I was. You are all a piece of shit. Where did Benny go? He's disappeared. Oh, okay. Benny was hungry, so he handed his microphone.
Wow.
You better not be eating my pantry.
Oh, he is.
Oh,
Gilbert, do you just kind of...
talking to later.
Gilbert, do you just hang around Skywalker Ranch? Of course! I don't own a house. Oh, you just go from house to house, celebrity house to house. And that's how I save money. Oh.
Oh,
well,
pretty
I guess
smart.
Now that you're not the friggin' duck anymore.
No, I'm not allowed to be the duck or the parrot in Aladdin.
Hey, you know, I made a movie about a duck.
It's a shame. You missed Robin Williams. You guys could have bonded.
I don't like Robin Williams. He's too weird. You know, Gilbert, you're playing a show near my house in... I am? Sussex County, New Jersey in August. I bought tickets to see you. Well, I probably should fly over there soon. Okay. I mean, it's a few months away, but... Well, my bank account's about to hit zero. Can I get a picture with you later? How much money do you have? $10 and... That'll work. Okay. How about a few pieces of lint, too? I'll take it.
You know, thankfully, I got a lot of lint in my belly button. I can give you, you know, if you
I'll
need
take
a loan.
That, too. Can you spot me, George? You're like a billionaire.
Yeah, just hang on. Let me get...
The last thing I did was I read 50 Shades of Grey. Thanks, bud. Okay. Oh, yeah, that was
well,
good.
I heard they cut your scene out of the movie.
Oh, they did. I was furious.
If what was your scene? Because it hasn't shown up yet.
Well, the adaptation was that I was going to have sex with Anastasia Steele to get revenge on Christian, who has 15 girls to his name or whatever. And it was going to be like this. Anastasia, I want to fist you.
Wow. No wonder why that
you
got
You know,
cut
I once
out.
Fisted the turkey at Thanksgiving.
Wow. You also fisted a stormtrooper, and no one knows about it.
Well, you know, to each his own. You say stormtrooper, I say turkey sandwich.
Wow. The spirits are starting to fight back.
All right.
No one's dead here.
If Gilbert's here, maybe we could... maybe
oh, that's
like
right.
To,
I forgot.
Well, maybe Gilbert would like to get in on this with us for
yeah.
a little bit.
All right.
I
would love to. All right. And
yeah,
Benny's
I mean,
back, too.
Else?
Hey, Benny.
Oh, how you guys doing?
You guys
are
going
to share a chair.
Yeah, we'll have to share it. Gilbert, can you slide?
No! Sit on the floor! All right, I'm sorry, Ben, but at least Lucas has a very comfortable carpet.
Very
it looks like it's made of bacon.
It's actually made out of, you know, boar. I once killed a boar with my bare hands in my backyard.
Bullshit!
And I used the fur after I ate all the raw meat.
Oh.
Okay, anyway, let's put our fingers back on the triangle.
All right.
See who's
coming
up next.
Gilbert, you want to get in on this?
I would love to.
Okay.
All right. Sorry about that. I was coughing.
All right. Here we go. Let's start moving. Okay. It's going. It's going. Okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's
A.
going.
A.
A. Whoa.
N.
Anastasia.
A. N. That
D.
Whoa. That doesn't make
Andy?
Any.
R.
Andre.
E. Andre.
Andre. Andre. Oh, my
God. It's
gosh.
Andre the Giant. That is a gigantic ghost.
Hello, everybody.
Jesus Christ! It's the best actor from that one movie.
Princess Diaries?
Bride.
I didn't watch that.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I think he's saying it was an okay movie. Never mind. I'm trying to imagine subtitles in my head, but I can't.
Wow, I can't believe. I can't believe the ghost. What an occasion. The ghost of Andre the Giant and George, the man making the movie on The Man.
Well, I want to take this opportunity, Andre, to talk to you. I'm George Lucas, writer of the Duck and Star Wars prequels.
No one cares!
I'm making a movie about that time. Remember that time you masturbated at the Super Bowl?
No.
You don't remember that? It's a big event. Everyone was talking about it. We're making a movie.
What are you talking about?
Making a movie about it.
Okay.
You know, I wanted to just, you know, get your opinion on, you know, what you thought of the idea of making a movie about you.
History in the making here, folks.
Why not?
Andre, okay. He's asking if you want them to show you jacking your cock.
No, it was a hard process. I screamed everything. This is really
I couldn't agree more, Andre. But I'm afraid we're a little pressed for time.
Andre, would you like some, I just actually wanted to make this time to make an official announcement.
Oh, okay.
About the movie. If you remember the last podcast, Sean, Jason, I was talking about,
Yes.
Adam Sandler was playing Andre the Giant.
Mm-hmm.
He's been since booted off the project.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah.
Well, you know the whole controversy with his new movie there.
Oh, with the Indians? Yeah.
What is Sinister Six? What's it called?
The Ridiculous Six.
It's,
okay.
It was something stupid. Yeah. But it was, that whole controversy. The studio asked him to back off the Andre project. So, we've instead replaced it, Andre the Giant, with Brad Garrett.
Brad Garrett?
Brad Garrett will be playing
Andre
the Giant now.
That's actually really good casting.
Well, Andre, how do you feel about Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond playing you?
I love Raymond.
I couldn't be Andre!
No, well, Gilbert, we want you to play background boy number 3.
That works. How much does it pay?
We're not going to give you lunch because all the lunch is going to me, but... maybe just
probably a handshake.
Maybe a
that's a deal.
Okay.
I need money.
I want a peanut.
You want a
excuse
me? Peanut?
I want a peanut.
You want a peanut?
Can ghosts eat?
Oh, okay.
Peanut.
Let me drink my. I would like to eat the.
All right, guys, break it up.
George, just give him a fucking peanut.
Give him the peanut.
The guy's dead, for God's sake.
I'm gonna go in the other room now. I'm kind of scared. I kind of have to take a massive poop between the fear and the bacon covered tacos.
All right, bye.
Back
George.
To the Ouija board.
Come on, everyone.
Benny, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm just kind
you're oddly calm.
Nervous about Gilbert here. He's my idol.
I know I'm. Fuck off.
All right. Well, let's put our fingers back on the Ouija board here.
All right.
Let's see who's coming up next.
Little faggot. I used to fist skinny bitches like you.
All right.
Who are
you guys
talking
ready?
To?
Who? This little piece of shit.
No, please don't call me that.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. It's
the eyes movement. Okay, so and
Negroes.
Gilbert, hold on.
I'm going to have to kick you off this show.
Hold on, Gilbert.
I
oh no.
See.
Oh good.
Oh god.
Good.
I say don't want any of them.
Nick who?
Nick.
Another C.
Nick.
A.
Nick.
G.
Nick. Nick Egg.
Oh, it is what I thought. Nicka. Oh. Gilbert, you can't say that. I can say whatever I want.
G.
Get the G. What?
Nick Cage?
Nick. Oh, Nicholas Cage.
Can anyone hear me?
Son of a bitch.
What's the matter, Gilbert?
Hey, can anyone hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Static coming through my end.
Oh, wow.
Nick Cage, how are you here?
You're not dead.
Yeah.
See, I just pulled out a Ouija board and I figured I'd talk to some dead people. And all of a sudden I'm talking to you. Are you apparitions from the nether regions?
I'll show you nether regions.
No, I mean, we're...
Who the fuck is that?
Well, this is...
Gilbert!
This is... Okay, neighbor. Everybody, I gotta get order in the court, so...
Hey, who the fuck are you jackasses thinking you can talk to me like that?
Sean, what appears to have happened here is that we used the Ouija board the same time Mr. Cage did, because I think he lives next door. So we somehow opened up a portal to him.
Wow.
Oh, that's the most funniest thing I've ever...
He sounds like me when I'm about to come.
Mr. Cage, can I ask you a few questions now that I have you?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I've seen those Japanese commercials you made on YouTube with Pachinko.
Pachinko!
Are you a fan of Japan?
Well, you know, I always thought Japan was like a kind of cereal or something before I realized it was a country. And then, so I went there and I was just enamored by the amazingness of that country. You know, they got a lot of awesome things here. They got like these little cartoon movies called hentai, where, it's got like all kind of things going on.
you know, just girls jerking off onto like tentacle monsters and shit. So, you know, wow. Kind of like that.
Nicholas, you recently did a movie with Hayden Christensen, of all people. What was that experience like?
Well, Hayden's just the greatest actor I've ever met in my entire life. He's such a great person. You know, coming from a long line of prestigious filmmakers like the Coppolas, you know, I knew that Hayden Christensen is going to make it in this country.
Nick, Benny Pinella here. Hey, Benny,
shut up! I'm asking him a question.
Hey, Gilbert! You shut the fuck up, you bitch!
Oh, we'll get into a shouting match later. I wanted to ask you something.
What? What the fuck you want?
You overact all the time. What's that in the bag, a shock? That's the worst line I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well, at least I didn't go, you know, make an entire career talking like a fucking goose all the time.
Hey, Gilbert, let me ask a question. Nick, there's been rumors that maybe a National Treasure 3 is gonna come out.
Yeah. Was there a National Treasure 3 coming out? What's the title?
Secret of the Ooze.
No, it's Power Rangers. Know. That's one of my greatest, the greatest films ever made.
I thought it was going to be something. It was like National Treasure 3, Andre's Unitard. I thought it was absolutely what it was going
to
be.
I mean, that's George has the rights to it. I don't know if they can legally use that.
Well, anyway, you know, we're doing National Treasure 3 and 4. It's going to be back and back.
Oh, God.
You're taking the Peter Jackson route.
Who the fuck's Lord Peter Jackson?
All right, Nick.
I never worked with him. Therefore, I don't know who the fuck he is.
Sean, the Ouija board is going out of control.
Oh,
the portal's closing.
Oh, Nick.
Cage.
Oh. Nick.
Cage.
Goodbye, Nick.
See you in Ghost Rider 3.
That was his final words.
Wow. Sounds like an excellent movie. No, it doesn't.
Okay.
His last name's an item.
All right, let's...
I just took a massive shit. Now I'm back.
Hey, George. George, did you see the portal to Nick Cage's house?
Well, you know, that's just the... You know, I talk to Nick Cage all the time through the portal. You know, it's not a common occurrence we have. You know?
Oh, is he usually that?
Is he being like one of your upcoming songs?
He has a supporting role in the Andre movie. He plays Hulk Hogan.
He's playing Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, I thought you said...
Oh, God! I should be Hulk Hogan.
I'm thinking of Andre.
My project, Gilbert. You frightened me.
Well, I mean, you can't have Andre without Hulk Hogan.
That's true. Okay, let's get back to it, boys.
All right, let's go.
The triangle's shaking a bit. Oh, it's going.
Oh, no.
It's darting all over the place.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Okay. R.
O.
O.
N.
N. A. L. D. Ronald who?
Ronald. Ronald McDonald?
Hello.
Oh,
I'm Ronald Reagan. I'm
Ronald Reagan's ghost.
It's Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, what's the afterlife like?
Well, you know, Robin Williams won't shut the hell up. You know, other than that, it's a lot of fun. I have a lot of jelly beans that I like to eat.
Wow.
Nancy, I don't talk to Nancy anymore.
Are you trying to run for president in heaven at all?
Well, you know, there's not really a president of heaven. It's kind of more of a state of being. There's actually a wall that divides heaven. To East and West Heaven, and I'm trying to tear it down.
I mean, it's gonna be quite the achievement.
Shut up, Benny! I want to ask him a question. Why did you die?
That's not appropriate to say, Gilbert.
Well, fuck you, you piece of shit. Is that George Lucas?
It is George Lucas.
Hey, George Lucas.
Hey, Ronald, how's it going there? Oh, it's good to see you again, old friend.
Oh. Well, you know, I've always wanted to work. You know, if I wanted to take a comeback in acting. I've always wanted to work with George Lucas.
You're very, very kind. Nice of you to say those kind things about me.
Wow.
Don't start kissing each other now.
Yes, tongue me deep. Nancy's not here. She's not watching.
Isn't Nancy dead? I'm sorry. Is
I don't know.
I don't care.
Is she still alive?
I frankly don't care anymore.
I don't. I think she is.
Something we have to Google later.
I think she's dead.
I mean, we all have our phones out, but the spirit world around us is blocking my cell signal.
I have
I'm sorry. I have to leave. The Domino's guy's here.
Okay.
All right, George.
See you later, Ronald.
Make sure he brings Cinesticks.
Hey, Ronald, before you go, I want to ask if you could speak to Obama right now. What would you say to him?
Well, if I could speak to President Barack Obama. Well, he's a nice guy. He plays basketball sometimes. He smokes weed. That's pretty cool. If I had just talked to President Obama, I would ask, who the fuck let you in the door? And why are you wasting taxpayer dollars to fund your trips to Cuba? Fund Beyonce's trips to Cuba? You know, I wouldn't fund anyone's trips to Cuba. You know, except my own.
That's very profound.
Couldn't agree more, Ronald.
Who the fuck are you anyway?
I'm Gilbert Godfrey.
Shut the fuck up, you
bitch. I was the parent of Aladdin.
Whoa. I don't give a shit. What, all right, you, all right, I worked with right, the right,
guys,
and
guys.
Gilbert.
We're going to blow the eardrums out of our listeners.
Gilbert,
so.
You can't keep making fights with the spirits. It's not going to work.
Yeah, if I were you, I'd kick this guy out.
Well, you know.
I'd tear him out down like the Berlin Wall.
I don't want to be here anymore. I got a performance to do in a church.
Don't you dare ruin the sanctity of the holy place. You're a riffraff.
I'll ruin you, you Republican son of a bitch.
Well, I'm gonna go now.
All right, Reagan, okay, say hi on to God for me.
I will.
Oh, and spread your Reaganomics around.
We're
doing this, Gilbert.
Okay. By the way, apparently Nancy is still alive, so hopefully.
Oh, fuck that bitch. Oh,
okay. All right. Goodbye. Goodbye.
All right, all right, guys.
Holy fuck, is this shit wrong?
Wow. We're getting way deep in here. I don't know. I don't know how much.
We're getting too deep for me. I
don't know who else could even possibly come.
I think it's time for me to leave.
Okay, Gilbert,
you going now?
I'm gonna go to a Kmart and yell at people.
All right, Gilbert. I'll see you.
Call it Tuesday.
I'm back. Make sure you go to the one.
I'll see you in August.
Make sure you go to the Kmart where Jake Lloyd works.
I'll say hi to Jake for you.
That's a good boy.
All right, bye, Gil.
Peace out.
All right,
here we
Benny,
go.
Benny, you all right?
Back. Oh God.
Okay. All right, you stuffed you in that closet for a while. That was weird.
He really was not nice to me.
Okay. All right. You guys good?
A lot of money.
All right.
Where'd my wallet go? All right. Shit.
All right. Here we go.
V. I.
Oh no.
V. N.
Vin.
Vanilla. So
Vin. Vin D'Anton is not here.
Well,
is that stuttering guy?
How do you know him, George?
Vin D'Anton.
You see, the power of movie making allows me to know everyone.
Is he working on
Vin's like the hero with 1,000 faces?
Oh, okay. That
is
works.
Is it like poetry?
It's like poetry. Just repeat.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's get back to it. V I N
V I N
C
E
Vince M
Vince M. Oh, goddamn!
Vince McMahon.
Who the hell's calling this?
Oh, we had Andre earlier. You should have been there.
What the hell? Goddamn!
It appears that the Ouija board, Sean, opened up another portal to Vince McMahon.
You called me.
Is doing a Ouija board at the same time.
Who the hell is this?
Vince, why are you working? Why are you playing with a Ouija board?
I'm not. This is my phone. I'm answering my phone.
Oh, someone just butt dialed.
This Ouija board's crap.
George Lucas.
George Lucas. Who the hell is George Lucas?
I competed in WrestleMania 31 as Georgie Porgy.
Oh, that you were great. You were big.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you what you thought of my performance.
It's amazing. You really had the crowd in the palm of your hand.
Very kind of you to say.
Oh.
I had the crowd in one palm and a bag of Doritos in the other.
Oh, goddamn, it was brilliant.
Can you see Georgie Porgy getting a title push? I mean,
well, you know, we have to roll out the specifics of everything, but I think goddamn, we could do something. We could do anything.
Vince,
push him for Intercontinental. And
I don't remember what I was gonna say. Sorry.
Oh, well, I don't care about you either.
I have a question, actually. Vince, hang on, I just want to get my baggage chip here. Hang on. Excuse me.
Vince, who
in your opinion are the most underrated wrestler of all time?
It's got to be
yourself.
That's a hard, probably myself.
Would you say HBK?
It's Sean. Sean.
You and Sean have a history, don't you?
Yeah, I mean he's the best ever.
There are some rumors that you and him actually had a rather sexual relationship.
God damn! I mean, you suck one cock and then you become a sexual relationship. What is with people these days?
I mean, that's kind of how it works, Vince.
No, it's my rules now. It's my company.
Well, you haven't really made a decision.
No, it's my company.
It's not Triple H's and Stephanie's?
No, goddamn, I'm never going to die.
All right, Vince, I don't want to, keep your phone on, because I know you're a busy man. So
I'm surprised you called me in the first place.
I don't know who has your number.
I was waiting for Stacy Keebler to call.
Why would she call you?
Well, because, I'm a little lonely right now.
Oh, Vince.
What about Linda?
Well, that old bat, I don't want that.
One more thing. Could I get an official endorsement for my Andre the Giant movie from WWE?
Goddamn, I don't see why we couldn't.
It's about Super Bowl 84.
How much? How much?
You want everyone to watch the movie.
Oh, okay.
You can plug it in the next
I guess we could.
Can you say it right now?
Everyone, what's the movie called?
It's called Andre.
Everyone, go see Andre the Giant.
That title's just Andre.
Andre at the movie theaters coming soon.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. That
thank
you, Vince.
That's all I can do. I'm hanging up on you sons of bitches now.
Okay.
God damn it.
Bye, Vince.
Sean, how did you get Vince McMahon's phone number?
I didn't get Vince McMahon's phone number. I don't know. I guess it's just something with the Ouija board. I have no idea. It makes no sense, but we'll go with it. So.
All right, let's try this again, guys.
I'm just gonna go in the other room. I'm getting one of my other explosive diarrhea attacks.
Oh no!
Oh god!
Oh, Sean, you know about that, right?
I do.
He's been woofing down nothing but grease all day. Yeah. He probably needs to go.
Well, you know, I don't blame him.
Maybe you gave George what you have.
Well, you know, we were kissing earlier, so I've.
So you're taking a page out of McMahon's book.
Yeah, I'm. I'm not surprised. Okay, here we go.
Okay, let's.
All right.
Nope, it's moving.
J.
F.
K.
JF.
JFK.
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 Oh!
Hello?
JFK, the former president.
John
F. My head hurts.
Kennedy.
My head hurts really bad.
What are you doing here?
What am I doing? What are you doing? Ask not why I'm doing here, and
wait,
ask
wait.
What are you doing here?
Wow, what?
There's a chair.
Wait, there's another. Wait, something
hello,
else.
It's me, Robert Era. I'm here with my brother.
Oh, Robert.
John?
Robert, it's good to see
Holy
you.
Holy crap.
We haven't been together since Maryland.
Yeah, remember when we double-teamed that whore?
Oh, what a whore she
we
was.
We threw a body in the lake and blamed it on the drugs.
I think I still came from that.
Oh, I'm still coming from that.
All right, all right, ghosts,
wow.
Please. This is, Sean, this is a momentous occasion.
Two,
we have the ghosts of
one.
Both. Yeah, John and Robert Kennedy. It's
Kennedy's
like they're tethered.
Are a great family. I like this. America's a great nation.
Wow.
Okay, I got to ask you guys a question, specifically you, Mr.
Yes,
Kennedy.
Ask
not what question you can ask me, but ask me what question I can answer.
Mr. John Kennedy, if you were still president today, what would you do?
If I was still president today, I'd be dead.
That doesn't make any sense, sir.
Well, think about it. He won't be living forever. No one lives forever, Jason. I know everything.
I tell you, our foreign policy is wrong.
So right. I get us information from heaven.
The Cuban Missile Crisis would have died down.
I think it did. All right. I'm enamored right now.
What is your opinion on Obama, JFK?
Barack Obama summarizes everything we are as a nation.
Uh-huh.
One nation under God.
Uh-huh.
Equal rights.
Uh-huh.
And then,
Basketball is very fun, Era.
Basketball is really fun, and I just
hey,
watched.
Have you seen his wife? Oh, my, she's the smoking
Robert, Robert, you're missing it. Marilyn Monroe's walking by at ass, and oh, look, oh, God.
All right, all right.
This is
getting a little out of control, Spirits.
No, out of control. That's not how out of control this can be.
All right, I'm closing the Ouija board.
Don't you close this
before I go, Era? So, you know how Hillary Clinton is running for president, Era?
That was Clinton.
If she were alive, I'm sure my brother would have sex with her and then kill her afterwards.
Yes. She must not ever tell people about the time we had sex, no.
Era.
I'm a family man.
I better pussy smell.
All right, guys. All right.
Era.
I'm closing the Ouija board.
Don't you don't.
Goodbye.
Ask not how you can close the Ouija board.
That's what the Ouija board can Era do Era for you. All
right. Kennedy's they're fading away. They're fading away.
Kennedy's
all right. They're fading away.
Okay.
Sean, I am.
That was crazy.
That was. George, what did you think of that? You were cowering in the corner.
It was amazing.
Well, I came back in with my turkey club, and I just started hearing all these voices shouting and talking about having sex with people and killing them. It's something Star Wars is about. So.
Benny, John F. Kennedy pulled your pants down in that process.
I'm zipping it up right now. But Kennedy is my idol. I always loved Kennedy. I was speechless the entire time.
Yeah, okay. All right, guys, I think we have room for one more.
One more. Wow. Okay. I guess we could try one more time. There's got to be a good spirit that we can summon from this thing.
All right.
Let's see what we can get here.
Let's do
all
fingers.
Right, everyone, put
fingers on the board.
Nothing's
happening yet.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Did we?
Maybe
the batteries
maybe
die?
batteries on a Ouija board.
Oh wait, that explains it.
That's
closed it.
That's entertaining.
Oh, we got to reopen it.
Okay.
Okay. Let's open it up back up again.
No.
All right. Well. You know, I'm sure we'll have something. So, all right, let's. Here we go.
Okay. Okay. Oh, it's working now.
Oh,
okay.
Jesus.
All right. So we got.
Oh, it's going vigorously.
It's going
okay.
To,
oh,
going
B.
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 Oh God.
A.
B. A.
B. A. B. A. B. Arthur.
Ba.
N.
Ban. E.
Ban.
Bane, take control.
Bane? This doesn't make...
You've got an I in that spelling.
Bane, you're going to... Wow, that's Bane.
Bane, can you explain to me how the ghost of a fictitious character is sitting next to me?
Oh, yes, of course. Well, if you remember, I was killed at the end of the movie. So, you know, it explains why I'm in heaven. Apparently, you know, I was Muslim. So, that explains how I got to heaven. Everything I did for my Lord.
Wow. So, are you saying that the Dark Knight movies or the Christopher Nolan trilogy movies were actually an alternate universe?
No, you idiot.
Oh.
Fuck you, yeah.
Even as a ghost, I think he could still break you in half. You might want to be nice
to
him.
I'm going to kind of move back a little
Bane,
bit.
You weren't adopted by heaven. You were molded by it, weren't you?
I was molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was a man. It was all blinding. I found Jesus.
Wow.
I think the Ouija board.
I found Jesus walking around at heaven's claymark.
Guys, look at the Ouija board. It's moving by itself. It's going to D, and I.
This has never happened before.
See? We're not even touching it.
Dick? Like that old children's program? Dick Cheney.
Dick.
Don't say my name too fast.
Dick.
I am confused.
Dick?
Well, if it isn't Bane, Dick Cheney, my old rival at supervillain school.
Bane, you think you're a terrorist. You didn't kill 3,000 Americans on 9/11.
No. Dick Cheney, how are you here? Did somebody dial him by accident? Because for all intents and purposes, I'm pretty sure you're alive.
Well, you know. Excuse me. Gotta clear my throat real quick. You know, when we sit here and we say, you know, how did I die? I've always kind of been dead inside, you know.
Is that why you shot your friend?
Listen, I didn't shoot him. And he stepped in front of my gun, and I just so happened to pull the trigger in the process.
It's a common thing, really. It happens
really
all
is,
the
it really
time.
Is a common thing, Bane.
JFK just walked into someone's garden while driving.
You know, it doesn't make me evil that happened. It makes me a better man because he apologized for it, and I think that's what we all need to understand, is that he apologized on national television.
Wow. So Dick Cheney and Bane, are you guys know each other. You have a past history.
How far back do you guys go?
Oh,
well, we go it's back. Sad. We were both born in the pit.
Yes. Remember the pit? Yeah. Smelled bad.
It smelled bad.
Very bad. Yes.
Filled with chanting Europeans. I didn't like it very much.
You climbed out first, though.
Is that Mr. Cheney, is that where you learned how to shoot? Was in the pit?
That's how I learned to shoot. Yes, that's what the pit taught
is
me.
Is it filled with quails?
It's filled with faces.
Mr. Cheney, I have a
that's
question.
What I was aiming for.
George, you're back.
I have a question. I never left. You idiot. You don't let me talk.
That's George.
Yeah. I want to know why you just didn't fly X-Wings into Afghanistan.
We know why. Because 3,000 Americans died on 9/11. We have to do this the American way, and that's to utilize all the things that make us America. And
really make
the CIA
sense.
Lies about the reports. You know, we didn't torture them. We had to do anything we can. You know, 3,000 Americans died during 9/11, and 9/11 was bad.
Well, that doesn't answer my question.
It does. When I'm vice president, I answer everyone's questions with referencing 9/11.
Mr. Cheney, is it true that while you were in office, you were actually commissioning Star Destroyers to be created?
Now, I see here. We were trying everything to avenge the 3,000 Americans that died on 9/11.
It's tragic. It's very, very tragic.
I can't understand what you said there, Bane.
It's a very, very tragic, you fuck.
It was very tragic, Bane. You know, but you know, I still
the one thing we agree on.
You know, Bane, 3,000 Americans died on 9/11, and I think we need to sit there and think about that and why we.
All right, guys. I don't want to get into any.
Yeah, hang on. That means 3,000 people not buying groceries that I could buy. So,
you know, George, that's really disturbing. But you know,
all right. I don't want to get into any philosophical debates here, gentlemen. I think we're gonna close the Ouija board for good because Sean, I feel like we've really. Went into a dimension that no man was ever supposed to go.
No, you close this Ouija board and you'll close 3,000 Americans that died in 9/11.
I'm sorry, but
we may have went too far with...
We've gone too far. Sean, get out the box so I can throw this in there.
The box.
George, get out your box.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'll just eat it.
Oh.
Please.
You're just going to eat? George, you're just going to eat the Ouija board. That's disgusting.
Benny, do you see this? George Lucas is eating the Ouija board.
Disturbing it. So something's going to come out from inside.
Wow.
But Dick Cheney, your spirit is disappearing.
3,000 Americans.
All right. Oh, that's really good.
Have you eaten like plastic and wood
George,
before?
George, you ate the Ouija board.
Yeah, I've eaten plastic.
Are you going to eat the little glass
this is
triangle?
Unbelievable.
No.
Wait. George. I think something's happening because you sold Star Wars to Disney, and now that you ate the Ouija board, this can only mean one thing.
I have no idea.
What boy?
Oh, no.
How are we doing today?
Oh, no.
Are you the old man from Family Guy, or is that Mickey Mouse?
I'm Walt Disney, motherfucker.
Oh. Oh. How did this happen?
I don't know.
I bought Star Wars. Oh.
Wow. Okay.
So now Mickey or Disney, hi.
How you doing? Oh.
Which, what are you, Disney or Mickey?
Well, I'm everything. Oh. Oh,
you encompass everything.
No Jews. Oh.
Oh no. Everyone but.
Hey, can I just want a minute to talk to this fuck.
Okay, George.
What are you going to talk about, George?
Back in the 70s, a young man named George Lucas, he made Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
He made a lot of people happy. Then he made the prequels, and it made everyone happy.
Well, except the sixth one.
Oh. And then, hang on. I'm just going to get to my point here. Then they decided to take my Star Wars away from me and sell it to your company.
Oh.
I just want to know why the fuck!
Whoa!
You think you're going to use
George,
my property.
George, the language.
Well, you know.
I'm sorry.
We don't everything about yours, George.
You're making it do Indiana Jones.
All right, gentlemen, please.
I'll tell you one of those Jonas fucks to do it.
Oh.
I just want to know who the fuck you think you are.
I'm Mickey, bitch.
Oh, you fuck!
George, there's like bait. George,
well, you know, when Disney World was first brought up, we...
I have a heart attack!
George, no, you're having a heart attack!
No, George,
you see, George, if you come with me,
anybody
I can put
knows
you
CPR.
Neverland.
Anyone knows CPR? Anyone?
Neverland, anyone. George!
He's so fat, my hand is just
we
sinking
save
in.
We save you, George!
How do you get here?
No, George, you can't die!
Like
you can't die, you're a genius! No, George, I'm sorry, please don't die!
I haven't touched this many boys.
Oh my god, look at all the chicken bones!
Oh my god.
We know, George.
You vomited the original script to Star Wars. I'm selling it on eBay.
Well, George, we could have taken it.
George, how do you feel?
Live forever. Oh.
There is another Skywalker.
No! George, I'm feeling his pulse. He's sleeping.
Yeah, he's just asleep. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. He's just asleep.
Yeah. Ironically, that's how the meeting went. He just kind of fell asleep, and we just kind of settled for a very low price. All.
Oh.
Oh, all right. I mean,
Mickey, you are evil. Disney, you are evil.
I'm not evil. The Jews are evil. Huh?
Okay. I think we need to take close out this episode.
Yeah, Sean,
Jews, huh?
I don't think I've ever been so speechless in my whole life.
Wow.
I sent Hitler there for a reason, huh? All
right, Mickey, I think, or whoever the hell you are, some Disney ghost. I'm afraid we're going to have to... Well, you can stay here in George Lucas' basement.
Fuck many, motherfuckers. Okay. Peace out.
Benny, are you okay? The thing possessed you.
Oh, God. My head hurts so bad.
George is snoring.
George is... He's sleeping.
Did I say sneezing?
I don't know.
Oh, I wasn't listening to myself.
He's dreaming of dinner.
Guys, if we... Since he's in a deep sleep, if we say things we want to happen in the new Star Wars movie, do you think he'll subconsciously remember it?
Well, I mean, we should probably set it to Mickey, because
he's
the one
making
the movie.
I'm hearing a knock at the door.
Oh, no. I'm back!
Oh,
Kmart sucked!
Oh, God,
all right,
no.
we're cutting
Sorry,
this.
Gilbert, the show's over.
No, it's not. I want to get my 2 cents in on Star Wars. Hey, George!
No.
He's in a deep sleep. If you're in a deep sleep, cast me as the next Chewbacca. I can do a pretty good...
Monkey steak.
I'm going to go steal his car.
Oh, well, okay. You go ahead, Gilbert.
All right, bye, Gilbert.
Chinese children.
Let's wait.
I want to hear what he's saying.
Chinese children.
What does he mean?
This is subliminal somehow.
He's just kind of out.
Come here, Mingli. I want to eat you for dinner.
Oh, my God.
Wow. This should be recorded.
Sean,
it should be recorded. I hope it is being recorded.
Steven Spielberg's asshole.
Sean, I think we should probably go because we weren't really even allowed here in the first place.
Yeah,
and I think I hear sirens.
Once George wakes up, we're probably going to get.
I think that's coming for Gilbert. I'm really fairly certain.
All right. Well, the 6 o'clock plane back to New Jersey.
Yeah,
so all right, let's
we
go.
Should probably start running.
Yeah, we gotta go. All right, don't we have a roast to do or something like that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Pot roast. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Peace out.